Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. Alleluia. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Last week, our liturgy gave us to rejoice in response to the Lord's grace. Today, the liturgy is teaching us to sing a new song. It even gives us that new song to sing. And thus, we began with Psalm 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. So why do we sing a new song to the Lord? Marvelous gifts are ours from his right hand. And to speak of the Lord's right hand is to speak of Jesus, where Jesus is. And so our psalm today is already anticipating what we'll celebrate on Ascension from the Father's right hand. That right hand is the place of all power and authority. Christ sits at God's right hand, fulfills the promise that our enemies would be put under his feet, that is, defeated. All of this is our cause for singing a new song, for rejoicing. Christ has defeated our mutual enemies of sin, death, hell, world, devil, and has given us the victory from the Father's right hand. So sing to the Lord a new song. Of course, maybe you didn't think it would be singing so much songs today, did you? So many. I had to stand up for quite a while there, didn't you? Now, that there's a new song presumes that there's also an old song, isn't there? Not many Sabbaths ago, we heard some of these old songs. We sang quite a few of them at our Easter vigil. The Lord commanded Moses to sing, or to teach Israel a song in response to their idolatry. This song is recorded in Deuteronomy. Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel, Deuteronomy 31. And you can hear the song in full as Moses recorded it for you, Christ Israel, in Deuteronomy 32. But it's not the sort of song that you usually want to sing in the liturgy, which is why we sang it at the vigil. It sings of God's wrath and his righteous judgment. For example, one stanza of that song, the old song, goes like this. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hell. It shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will heap disasters on them. I will spend my arrows on them. They shall be wasted with hunger, devoured by pestilence and bitter destruction. I will also send against them the teeth of beasts with poison of serpents of the dust. The sword shall destroy outside, there shall be terror within for the young man and the virgin, the nursing child with the man of gray hairs. We didn't sing that one today, did we? That's a devastating song of judgment against our sin and unbelief and the world's corruption. It's a song of the law in its full severity. Maybe that's the old song. There's another old song, though, found in Isaiah chapter 6, a portion of which we sing in the Sanctus. Isaiah was given a vision of heaven in the year that King Uzziah died. He saw the Lord upon his throne, surrounded by seraphim who cried to one another this song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Sabaoth. The whole earth is full of his glory." When that song was being sung by the angels, the doorpost shook at the voice of him who cried out, and the whole house of heaven was filled with smoke. To that song, Isaiah was rightly terrified. He cried out in response to the angel's song, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." That old song is not a revelation of God's grace and mercy, but a revelation of his terrifying glory that fills the earth with judgment. Isaiah does not yet know the new song. He will, but not yet, the forgiveness of sins, and thus he falls on his face in fear of judgment. But today we are given to sing a new song. The old song of wrath and judgment, terror and despair has been silenced with the text and melody of a new song. The old song wasn't wrong, so to speak, but rather it didn't tell the whole story. For example, you probably don't consider the song, the Sanctus, which we'll sing every Lord's Day, to be of the old, but rather you think of it as a new song, a song of joy and a celebration of Christ for us in the sacrament. That's because when we sing the Sanctus, we actually sing the rest of the song, the rest of the story, so to speak. Rather than simply saying the whole earth is full of his glory, a glory that brings terror and fear, we sing, heaven and earth are full of his glory. Heaven and earth joined together in Christ's body and blood in the sacrament. For in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, the way to the eternal dwelling of God has been opened to us. Heaven's book is open to us, and we see that our names have been written in it. Thus, when we sing that song of Isaiah, we also add these words with the Advent song, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. While Isaiah stood in fear, we are now given to dwell in the presence of God and to sing with angels and archangels and the whole host of heaven without fear. We can dwell in God's presence without terror. For we have a Savior who has answered that prayer for Hosanna, Lord, save us, and given us access to the Father through his blood. If the old song is one of judgment and wrath, that tells us what to expect from the new songs, the songs of the Christian church, that they would proclaim Christ's forgiveness, grace, and mercy. Thus we learn one of these new songs in St. John's Apocalypse, and we sing out with him, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And then the four living creatures sang, Amen, and the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. That's the song of the Christian church, this new song, the song of the Lamb. That song doesn't end with wrath and judgment, oh, woe is me, but it quickly has another stanza, the new song, of redemption in the blood of the Lamb. Thus we sing this song each Lord's Day in the canticles of the Gloria in Excelsis and the Agnus Dei. We sing, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. We sing, O Christ, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, hear our prayer. That is the language of the new song, the song that we as Christians are given to sing. And thus our song, the new song, commanded by God and given to us, is not one with canned lyrics, hypothetical well wishes, trite and empty. Our song is a grand and glorious song, a song that we can sing with the saints and angels because their song is our song. We are of one faith, one baptism, and one Lord, after all. And so this new song that we were given to sing today and will continue to sing is the song of our liturgy every time we gather. This new song is the golden thread woven even into those hymns and spiritual songs we've composed. All the songs we sing are saturated with the lyrics of the new song of salvation. We proclaim, we preach, that is, as we sing the glory of our Lord and his gift of salvation that we see by faith. And what we see is confessed by our lips, not just with words, but words joined to God's gift of music, with joyous singing. The church sings the new praise song that it receives through faith by the Holy Spirit. We sing of Christ, the Lamb, sitting at the right hand of glory, whose blood cleanses us from all our sins and sanctifies us to be the people of God. Everything the church sings in the faith will have this new song as its heart and foundation. Everything we sing and do flows from the confession of Jesus, the Lamb, whose blood washes and makes us clean. All faithful singing will sing of the faith that we have received in the gospel. So, dear Christians, sing to the Lord today a new song. Why? For he has done marvelous things. Confess and sing the doxology, the song of praise to God. Today you have been brought to stand before God. You have been clothed with Christ's righteousness by your baptism, and you are given to eat and drink Christ's body and blood for your forgiveness and the strengthening of your faith. And surrounding all of these grand and marvelous things, is your singing. You sing by faith through word and work of the Holy Spirit. And soon you will sing with the whole host of heaven, face to face. That is all God's people. Because Christ has gained us victory, his victory by his cross and through his grave. And it's right to sing and to rejoice. For the Lord has made known to us the work of his salvation. Thanks be to Jesus in his holy name.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org/support, and give today.